And a good evening to you from the Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. I still want to call it Alley Gym. That's what I grew up with it as, but times change. The Chiefs become the Mustangs, and they go from NCAA Division II athletics to NAIA basketball and the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's been about 12 years now, and the Morningside Mustangs, a perennial power in basketball. This year, no different. Both women's and men's basketball teams rated in the top 20 this year in NAIA Division II women's and men's basketball. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface, where only Billy Goats and Sherpas dare to climb. The Door College defenders taking on a Mustang team that is 6-3 in the conference, 13-6 overall. Door College 3-6 in the conference and 8-10 overall. The Door College defenders coming off a loss to the Hastings College Broncos on Saturday, in which Door College's defense was on the mark, but the offense struggled to score points, while the Morningside Mustangs, an uncustomary 31-point loss to the Concordia Bulldogs. Now, Concordia is the number one rated team in the country, but typically Morningside has found a way to play those types of opponents very close, and take into account that they are the number 12 team in the country as well. That 31-point margin of victory for Concordia last Saturday, still a bit surprising to this GPAC follower. The Morningside women are 13-6 overall. They have losses this year in the GPAC to Hastings, Dakota Wesleyan, and Concordia. Mustangs have lost four of their last five, in fact. They had won 10 games in a row before the four out of five losses. Mustangs have outscored teams 81.8-69 and have been out-rebounded 38.9-38.7. Morningside does convert 43.4% of its field goals and 35.4% of its three-point shots. Opponents convert 40.3% of its field goals and have been limited to 30.5% shooting from the arc. Teams have been forced into 20 turnovers per game, and that's right at what Dort College is averaging this season, and they have committed 14.9 turnovers per contest. Madison Braun averages 18.9 points per game and has averaged nearly 2.5 assists per contest. Braun has made a team-high 71 three-point shots this season. Sydney Hupp scores 12.4 points per game with 6.9 rebounds per contest, and she is converting 55% of her field goals. Sierra Mitchell scores 12.1 points per game and has 46 made three-point baskets this year. Braun is making 46% of her three-point shots, and Mitchell is making 34%. Jenna Bork adds 6.3 points per game and is converting 45% of her three-point shots. Maddie Maley and Jordan Mosier are both averaging between 3 and 4 assists per game. For the Dort College women, an 8-10 overall record, 3-6 in the conference. Their wins this year are over Mount Marty, the College of St. Mary, and Doan. Defenders are led by Rachel Evavold's 14.8 points per game, and she hauls down 7.1 rebounds per contest while converting 54% of her field goal attempts. Annie Rinesmith adds 13.6 points per game with 3.8 rebounds, and she has over 4 assists per contest. Erica Feenstra has a 10.9 points per game average to go with 5.1 rebounds. Peyton Harmson knocks down 7.1 points per game. Kenzie Bosma averages 6.3. She also gets 4.6 rebounds. Abby Pruitt and Sienna Stamness score 6.4 and 6.2 points per game, respectively. Dort College scores 68.6 points per game and allows 74.7 points per contest. Dort College has out-rebounded teams 38.2-35.6 and is converting 40.4% of its field goals. Here is our national anthem from the Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Last time these two teams met, last year in Sioux Center, and the Rourke College Defenders came away with an upset victory of 82-75. Defenders got 24 points from Annie Rinesmith on a record-setting night when she made 8 of 9 three-point shots. The Rourke College women lost the first meeting of these two teams last season in Sioux City on January the 11th, 94-77. Kim Cruz had 16 points in the loss for the Defenders. Lexi Ackerman topped Morningside with 19 points. Ackerman is no longer playing for Morningside. Here's your starting lineup for the Rourke College Defenders. They will start number 2, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot freshman from Hall, Iowa, averaging 10.9 points per game. Kenzie Bosma wears number 3. She's a 5'8 junior from Sheldon, averaging 6.3 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 sophomore from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 13.6 points per game. Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 sophomore from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 14.8 points per game. And Peyton Harmson is number 15. She is a 5'8 sophomore from Rock Rapids. She is averaging 7.1 points per contest. For the Morningside Mustang women, under coach Jamie Sale, they will start number 2, Jordan Mosier, a 5'6 sophomore from Harlan, Iowa, averaging 5.2 points per game. Number 4 is Sierra Mitchell. She's a 5'7 freshman from Pleasant Hill, Iowa, averaging 12.1 points per game. Number 12 is Sydney Hupp. She is a 6-foot sophomore from O'Neill, Nebraska, averaging 12.4 points per game. Madison Braun's a 5'8 senior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 18.4 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Mustangs will be a 5'11 senior from Missouri Valley, Iowa, averaging 4.8 points per game. It's Rachel Hausch. Top scorer for Morningside off of the bench, Jenna Bork, 6.3 points per game. Lauren Lemkiel averages 5.6 points per outing. Maddie Maley is a 5'4 freshman off of the bench, averaging 5.5 points per game for Morningside. For the defenders off of the bench, Abby Pruitt, a 5'9 sophomore from Urbandale, averaging 6.4 points per game. Sienna Stamnes, 5'10 freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Faith Anderson is a 5'11 freshman from Sherrard, Illinois, averaging 3.5 points per game. And the Dort College defender rotation probably just got a little bit tighter as well. Bailey Tetzloff is held out of the lineup tonight. That is due to an illness. Morningside Mustangs moving from my left to my right. I'm seated on the scorer's table side of the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex. Top row of the bleachers in the balcony. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Kenzie Bosma picks it up from short range, and Kenzie Bosma with a two-point basket. And the Rourke College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. They get a quick basket off of the opening tip. Morningside basketball, they set their offense. Pass goes right side into the corner. Mitchell. Mitchell three in and out, no good. Rebound is cleared by the Rourke College defenders. Rourke College racing back the other way. Into the front court is Rinesmith. That was Eva Bold who took down the rebound. Pass goes in the corner to Feenstra, and it's tapped away by the Morningside Mustangs. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball, inbounding in front of the Morningside bench, throwing it in are the defenders. That was Harmson who tossed it in. Comes out front to Bosma. Bosma with the basketball, Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra tries to dump it down low for Eva Bold, and stepping in and taking away the pass is Sydney Hupp. Sydney Hupp with the steal. And it's promptly tipped away by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. 9:14 left to play in the initial stanza. Dort College leads it 2-0. 2-0 our score, Morningside basketball. Free throw line, curl cut, Braun. Braun kicks it back outside to Mosier. Mosier into the lane. Mosier tries to drop it off, and Evavold kicks it away. Dort College will set up the defense. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Throwing the ball in for the Mustangs. They get it in, left side. Three-pointer on the way, no good, but a foul on the three-point shot by the defenders and Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul, and Erica Feenstra whistled for foul number 1. Foul came after the shot, so no free throws in that situation. Rachel Hausch gives the basketball up over to Mosier. Mosier with it. Mosier step back, 17-footer with a left hand. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Eva Volt. Eva Volt over the basketball, gives it over to Harmson. Harmson right side back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor. Rinesmith at the free throw line. Kicks it back over to Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Harmson gives it back over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it back over to Harmson, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Rinesmith tries to drop it off inside, intended for Evavold, threw it behind her as Evavold swung into the lane. Ball goes out of bounds, untouched. It'll be Morningside basketball, a turnover by Rinesmith. Morningside basketball, Dort College must contain their turnover total this evening. Steal by Harmson, stepped into the passing lane, doesn't have the numbers. Dribbles up with the left hand, picks up her dribble, feeds it back outside. Coming up with it is Bausma. Bausma jumper, right wing, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs and Moser. Moser with it. Moser goes right side back over to Braun. Braun, three-point basket is good. Braun with the three-point bucket, and the North College defenders lead 3-2, trail 3-2. Eva Vold across half court for Rinesmith. Rinesmith has it swiped away. Coming up with it is Braun. Braun up the floor, and Braun carries it, and she's called for the violation. Dort College gets the basketball back on the turnover. Ebby Pruitt checks into the contest, and checking out for Dort College is Annie Rinesmith. Talking with Coach Kyle Heemstra about the lineup tonight. They found something out on Hastings. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. Pruitt across the timeline, picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Rinesmith. I beg your pardon, to Evavold. Evavold back to Pruitt. Pruitt picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the right wing. Feenstra, top of the key, Evavold. Evavold in the lane to Feenstra. Feenstra has it tipped away, and the Morningside Mustangs will play defense as Dort College inbounds on the baseline. Just about 15 feet out on the baseline, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pruitt will throw it in for the defenders. Ebby looking. Throws over the top, finds Harmson. Harmson times out her jump, picks it up, gets it over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it, five to shoot, now four. Evavold, kick-out pass, Feenstra, and Feenstra unable to squeeze off a shot. Thought Evavold was going to go up with that right hand over the left shoulder shot. Instead, she kicked it out front to Feenstra, and it went through Feenstra's hands. Didn't allow her to squeeze off the three-point shot, and the Mustangs have the basketball on the turnover. Shot clock violation by the defenders with it on the right elbow. Morningside, Morningside, layup attempt, shot no good, but the rebound is cleared by Hupp. Hupp, kick out pass, three, missed it, no good, did Mitchell. And the Dort College defenders get the rebound. That's Erica Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play by Mosier, and that is foul number one on Mosier. Foul number two on the Mustangs in this half of play. 3-2, a slow start to today's contest. Into the front court, Harmson. Harmson goes over to Feenstra. We have a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College uses a timeout, trailing 3-2, 6:49 remaining in the first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Also made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center and by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Stamness passes high post. Evavold. Evavold puts it on the deck over the right hand, has her shot blocked, and the rebound is controlled by Mitchell. Mitchell racing the other way with the right hand, spins it off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside and Hupp. Hop with the basketball, gives it back over to Mosier. Mosier, I beg your pardon, that was Maley. Maley gets it back in the right corner, lets fly with the three, missed everything, too strong, no good. Weak side rebound is cleared by Evavold. Into the front court, Stamness. Stamness goes left side back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, baseline jumper, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun running the break, gives it off left side to Mitchell. Mitchell, two-point basket, good. And the Mustangs own a 5-2 advantage. 5:58 left to play, first quarter. With a basketball out front, in between the circles, crossing over from right to left. That's Stamness into the corner. Feenster, left baseline drive. She's cut off, but is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Morningside's Rochelle Hausch. Hausch whistled for the personal foul. That is foul number two on the Mustangs. I had thought number two came earlier. That is number two now, and foul number one against Hausch. Stamness to throw it in. Gets it in over the top for Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Feenstra driving in. Kick out past Stamness. Open three on the way. Pruitt left it short. No good. Right wing. Racing for the rebound, though, off the deflection. And now we have a two-point takedown by Jenna Bork. Bork swipes at it and gets called for the personal foul as Pruitt raced after the rebound. It's foul number one called on Bork. With the basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra picks up her dribble, comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt looking to get on track from the perimeter. She's 0 for 2 to start the contest. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt driving in, goes back right side over to Stamness. Stamness tries to get it back over to Pruitt, and Stamness gets called for the turnover. What Dort College found out at Hastings when they started both Pruitt and Rinesmith together, they got caught in a rotation where they had to take both of them off the floor at the same time due to fouls and fatigue. And that did not go as well as they would like. So that is why you see, part of the reason why you see the shakeout in terms of the starting lineup, Pruitt coming off of the bench here this evening. Pass goes down low to Hupp. Hupp turns and is fouled on the play. She'll shoot two free throws with her team leading 5-2. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Hupp, a 77% free throw shooter, makes both, and Dort College is still stuck on 2 points. They've allowed a 7-0 run since opening the contest with a bucket. Pass out front. This is Bausma. Bausma back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back to Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Stamness to Rinesmith. 5 seconds on the shot clock, and the ball is tapped away. And with 3 seconds on the shot clock, Dort College will be inbounding on the sideline. About 35 feet out. They're almost to midcourt. Bausma gets it into Anderson. Faith Anderson, long three, banks it in. Faith Anderson from straight on smacks it off of the glass. And the Dort College defenders trail it 7-5. Three-pointer answering back is Madison Braun. Braun with a three-pointer from the wing. 10-5 Dort College. Leading by a down by five. Well, that three-pointer by Anderson, it's going to conjure up some bad memories for Dort College men's basketball fans about the exact same spot that Garth Hamilton knocked down a three from straight on to beat the defenders, 8 or 9 years ago when the clock didn't start on time. I don't remember things like that, though. Anderson with the basketball out front comes over to Stamness. Stamness with the basketball comes back left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith out front to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt testing the waters. Tries to lay it off for Anderson, and it's tapped out of bounds. By Morningside, it will be Dort College basketball. The defenders trailing 10-5. 4:05 remaining, first quarter of play. Pass comes in. Stamness. Stamness pass to the wing. It's taken away by Braun. Braun driving in with the right hand. Puts it up. Shot no good. And Stamness is going to be called for the foul. And we're going to have some free throws for Morningside. On Dort College, a couple things going wrong on that pass to the wing. One, the pass angle not good. Two, the intended receiver not coming out to meet the pass. Madison Braun to the free throw line to shoot two. She's the leading scorer, averaging 18.9 points per game. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Braun, the 89% free throw shooter, is now 52 for 58 as she makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 12-5. So a good start for the Mustangs. For Dort College, a little bit of offensive offensively challenged so far. Anderson with it at the top of the key. Faith Anderson gives it back over to Bausma. Bausma with it. Bausma crossing over to left hand. Back over to Pruitt. North College having a tough time just getting open looks at the basket. Pass goes back to Anderson, and Anderson steps on the sideline out of bounds. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside gets the ball back on the turnover. Too many turnovers, too many empty possessions for the defenders so far. 3:28 remaining. First quarter of play. Driving the lane hard with the left hand is Maddie Maley. And Maley puts it in. Maddie Maley with a two-point basket. And the Mustangs have opened up a 14-5 advantage. Ryan Smith out front. Morningside extending out a 1-3-1 zone defense. Pruitt out front, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, left side, Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Stamness comes back, right side, Pruitt. Pruitt muscles it up, shot no good. Drew Iron, but the rebound is cleared by Morningside. They're off and running. 2:47 remaining in the first quarter. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound tipped by Anderson, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs kick it over to Maley. Maley gives it up right side over to Bork. Bork, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Another three, this one from the left wing, and that one is good. Madison Braun with her third three. She has 11 points, and Morningside has opened up a 17-5 lead. Morningside knocking down 35% of their three-point shots as a team. And so far this evening, Madison Braun has three made three-point shots. Today's broadcast made possible by Grant. We've got a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs. From aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewick is a broker. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Morningside has limited North College to 5 points. They've scored 17, and with 2:27 remaining in the first quarter, North College gets the ball inbounded to Rachel Evavold. Evavold across half court to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, left side Stamness. So you've got Stamness, Pruitt, Rhinesmith, Evavold, and Bausma on the floor. Stamness tries to take it in with the right hand and has it blocked. Here comes Morningside with the basketball, Maley. Maley gives it off, and we've got a double dribble violation called against Tate Hansen. John Garrow determining she had control of that dribble rather than dropping it and picking it up. So Dort College has the basketball back after the Morningside turnover. With the basketball, Pruitt. Pruitt underneath Stamness. Stamness, Bausma. Bausma off balance shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Grace Meyer. And the Dort College defenders called for a foul in the backcourt. That is going to go against Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for her first personal foul. Team foul number four on the defenders. Morningside up the floor with the basketball. Mustangs over to Bork. Bork at the free throw line gets the return pass. Three-pointer rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold over the basketball, back over to Stamness. Stamness up the floor. Stamness gives it off to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith thought about the three, drives into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside, and I believe that's going to go on Alexandria Gill. Alexandra Gill, a 6'1 junior from Omaha, whistled for team foul number five by the Mustangs. Annie Rhinesmith, an 81% free throw shooter, will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. and by Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Well, Ryan Smith does not hurt her 81% free throw shooting. She makes both free throws. Dort College gets a steal on the other end. Stamness goes to Ryan Smith into the corner. Feenstra, three, baseline, no. Rebound cleared, though, by Stamness. Kick out Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith sets, nothing there. Back over to Pruitt. Pruitt shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Evavold. Evavold gives it off to Pruitt, and Pruitt unable to knock down the shot from short range. And the Mustangs tap it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball down by 10. Fresh shot clock to work with. 38.3 seconds remaining. I beg your pardon, 58.3 seconds remaining in this half. And try that again. In the quarter, Pruitt back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, left side Stamness. They bring a double team. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra tied up on the play, and the possession arrow will point to Morningside. No. That will draw the ire of the Morningside crowd as they will call a reach-in foul. Erica Feenstra will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Feenstra, a 70% free throw shooter this season, makes one, misses one. Those were her 60th and 61st free throws shot this year. She's now made 54 of 61. Shot from the left corner, up and down for Maddie Maley. Maley with five first quarter points, and the defenders trail 28. Pruitt into the front court, 20 seconds remaining. Pruitt with the basketball. Back over to Evavold. Evavold off balance shot, muscles it up, good. Rachel Evavold with her first basket of the day. Dort College settling down after Morningside. Put together a pretty good run. Pretty stingy on the defensive end. Dort College unable to muster much on offense. Rebound comes loose. Put back attempt no good by the Mustangs and Tate Hansen. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Morningside 20, Dort College 10. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. We begin the second quarter of play. Morningside basketball, Sydney Hupp. Hupp shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, brings it up the floor. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it on the left wing. Annie picks up her dribble, passes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Evavold. Evavold underneath Feenstra. Feenstra basket good. Dort College makes an offensive adjustment. They attack from the free throw line. They get an easy, relatively easy basket from Erica Feenstra. And the defenders cut the lead to 8. With the basketball, Mitchell. Mitchell on the right wing. Mitchell reverses it back. Top of the key, Moser. Moser into the corner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Harmson tries to tap away the rebound. It comes loose and picked up by Evavold. Evavold over to Pruitt. Ebby into the front court. Pruitt picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Harmson. Catch fire, three. Missed it, too strong, no good. Feenster tries to save it in on the baseline and ends up stepping on the baseline out of play. It will be Morningside basketball. Dort College was down 7-5, and then Morningside rattled off 10 points in a row before Dort College was able to answer and get it back to 10. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Here comes Dort College. Evavold, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith over the top, intended for Feenstra. That's a turnover that you don't mind. Dort College throwing it long, trying to beat the press over the top. At least it results in a dead ball, and you have an opportunity to set up the offense. On those passes to the wing where it's picked off and you go back the other way, far too often those result in layups for the Mustangs. So Morningside with a basketball. They pass left side to Hausch. Hausch with it. Hausch comes back. Right side, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma gives it up. Harmson. Harmson, Pruitt. Pruitt, free throw line, Anderson. Anderson, Bausma. Bausma, Pruitt. Pruitt driving in with the right hand, lost it, got tapped away, and she touched it last. It will be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. This will be a 30-second timeout charged to the Mustangs. So the Mustangs exhaust their first timeout. Dort College trails 20-12. Morningside now with four timeouts remaining. Dort College with three left in their pocket. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible today by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Morningside basketball, they pass it down into the post. Left-handed shot, not good by Sydney Hupp. Dort College clears the rebound, coming away with the basketball. Racing up the floor is Pruitt. Reverses it back to Bausma. Bausma, floater in the lane, good. Kenzie Bausma with a teardrop from the right side. She gets it to go from about 8 feet, and the defenders trail 20-14. Steal on the weak side, helped by Harmson. Harmson gets it up over to Bausma. Bausma back to Payton. Payton right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball back to Harmson. Harmson to Bausma. Bausma at the free throw line. Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Harmson back over to Bausma. Bausma, Anderson. Anderson straight on three, four. Harmson, no good. Fight for the rebound. Take it away by Feenstra. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. But she is fouled on the play. They're going to say that the foul came on the floor. So Feenstra, unable to get the putback to go, actually got fouled on the rebound. That is foul number one called against Sydney Hupp. Dort College right now on a 6-0 run. Pass out front, Bausma. Bausma into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra looking for someone to pass to. Man-to-man defense applied here by Morningside. They've still got some trapping principles, though. Anderson tips it back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Pruitt. Pruitt, basket good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 20-16. Morningside basketball. Dort College on an 8-0 run now. They trailed at 1:28. Morningside into the corner. Maley. Maley. High post. Drops it off inside. And with the right-handed drive is Sydney Hupp. Hupp with 4 points unofficially. And the defenders trail 22-16. I want to stress that my point totals are unofficial tonight. I don't have a very good view of the scoreboard that has the point totals, the running point totals on them, so we'll have to wait till halftime for that, those shot totals. Bausma, a running start into the lane, and Bausma is fouled on the play. Kenzie, a 63% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe to shoot two. Speaking of halftime, stay tuned at halftime for the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show. Bausma's first free throw, no good. The 5'8 junior from Sheldon left the first free throw short. Another one on the way. Second free throw coming here for Kenzie Bausma. Bausma eyes it, flies it, buys it. Kenzie Bausma, one of two on that trip to the free throw line. Dort College has now shot six free throws, and they have made four. Morningside, high-low pass. They dump it down low for Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl lost it. Kick-out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Morningside basketball, Maley. Maley into the corner, three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Annie over the basketball. Annie up the floor, over to Feenstra. Erica back out front, Stamness. Stamness, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, you can bet she showed up on the scouting report. Touch pass by Bausma over to Evavold. Evavold, basket good. The credit to Bausma that time. Good court vision. Saw Evavold underneath, and the old soccer skills, the second assist comes in handy there as she fed it off to Evavold for the easy bucket. Rochelle Hausch answering with a 12-footer from the right side of the lane for Morningside, and the defenders trail at 24-19. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter. With a basketball out front are the defenders. Stamness. Stamness gives it up. Bausma. Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra, ball fake. Drops it inside. Evavold. Evavold. Rinesmith. Rinesmith drives with the left hand. Faked her man out. unable to finish, though, as her shot off of the glass was too strong. And driving the other way and scooping it up for the layup is Madison Braun. Braun with 13 first-half points, and the Morningside lead expands to 7 after Dort College had it at 3, 22-19. Into the front court, Stamness goes left side. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner, Stamness. 3, missed it, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside and Hausch. Morningside racing the other way, trying to expand on the 7-point lead. 3-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound out long. Coming up with a shot is Maley. Maley's shot no good. And the defenders will walk it up. Bausma passes left side. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in between the circles. She goes right side back over to Stamness. Stamness left side. Feenstra. Feenstra picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Stamness. Stamness feeds it down low. And that's Evavold trying to dump it off for Bausma, cutting the right side of the lane. And her pass a little bit late, and the Mustangs pick it up. Morningside basketball, Mitchell. Mitchell drops it off on the baseline. 10-foot jumper by Lemkuhl is good. And Morningside has reestablished a 9-point lead after Dort College had the difference down to 3. Out front, Dort College basketball, 20 to shoot. Driving in is Stamness, and reaching across and getting the foul call is Braun. Madison Braun whistled for the personal foul. 5 new players checking in, 3 for the Morningside Mustangs, 2 for the defenders. Pruitt and Anderson are in for the defenders. Feenstra and Rinesmith are out. And now you've got an additional Morningside player checking in. Tate Hansen checks into the contest for the Mustangs in their white jerseys with maroon lettering and black trim. For the Dort College defenders, they're on the road, so they've got their typical black jerseys with gold numbers. 3:27 left to play, first half. Evavold drives in, draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. 28-19. Evavold by 9. Dort College down by 9. Evavold trying to cut into the 9-point lead. First free throw is up and good for the sophomore from Bloomington, Minnesota. Defenders trail 28-20. So that ends a 6-point run by the Mustangs. And another free throw on the way. That one's up and good as well for Evavold. She's got 6 points. And the Mustangs lead by 7. Shot no good from the free throw line. Morningside reestablishes possession. They try to dump it down low for Grace Meyer. And the 5'8 freshman from Fonda, Iowa can't handle it. Dort College gets the ball back. Grace and Faith Meyer, they're twins from Fonda. On the floor right now for the Mustangs. Pass goes into the front court. Evavold, Evavold's pass. Tipped and controlled by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. 3-pointer on the way. This one's off the mark. No good. That 3 was by Grace Meyer. Dort College coming up with it. Chance to cut into the 7-point lead. Well, if Dort College could get to the locker room down 3 or 5, that would be great after the slow start that they had. Left side pass for Bausma. Man-to-man defense applied by the Mustangs. They give it in to Evavold. Evavold tries to drop it off instead of going up with a shot. And you look down at the Dort College bench, and Coach Kyle Lindberg saying, follow through, shoot that little hook shot. And that time, Evavold shied away from it. Morningside, elbow, Meyer. Meyer looking for Meyer. That's Grace to Faith. And they throw it away right in front of the Dort College cheering section. Looks like about 30 fans or so for the defenders on hand for today's contest. Bausma, Anderson, Stamness check out. Pruitt's back in along with Harmson and Feenstra. Pruitt gives it off Evavold. Evavold is held on the play by Meyer. And that's one that'll drive Coach Jamie Seal crazy, as that hold took place at about the half-court stripe. It's team foul number 5 against the Mustangs. Fordort College, through 7 minutes and 57 seconds of this quarter, they have yet to be charged with a foul. First free throw is up and good. Fordort College's Rachel Evavold. Second free throw is up and good. She's got 8. Fordort College trails 28-23. Meyer with the basketball. This is Grace. Gives it outside, and Mosier coaxes that three-pointer in from the right wing. Fordort College trails by 8, 31-23. Ryan Smith with the basketball. And we're going to have an illegal screen called on Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for an illegal screen at midcourt. Our officials today, Brian Rump, John Garrell, Chris Ehlers. Three very familiar faces in GPAC women's basketball. A couple of them have been calling games as long as I've been following Dort College women's basketball in my current role. Dort College with a steal. Taking away Pruitt. Pruitt, Feenstra. Feenstra pinned it on her hip. Might have traveled with it. Now lost possession of it. And the ball's down on the floor. And a reach-in foul called on Ebby Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Ebby. 1:22 left to go till the half. Reminder coming up at halftime. Where are they now? Our feature this evening will be former basketball and soccer player Kelsey Reuter. She was Kelsey Denoy when she attended Dort College. That'll be coming up at halftime. Rebound tapped out, controlled by the defenders, Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Feenstra. Feenstra picks up her dribble and she travels with it. Dort College well into double figures, I think, in terms of their their turnovers. And the Mustangs setting the offense, and now a push called on Ebby Pruitt. Ebby whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the defenders. Dort College in a 1-3-1 zone, really flatten it out. Jumper no good. Faith Anderson taps it over to Peyton Harmson, under a minute to go in the first half. Harmson over the basketball. She passes left side. Feenstra. Feenstra open look at a 3. Left it short. No good. Rebound cleared by Lauren Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with the basketball. Lemkuhl passes it into the corner. 3 rattles, no good. Rebound Pruitt. 4-second difference. Shot clock and game clock as Pruitt heads up the floor. Pruitt steps beyond the three-point line. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Harmson. Harmson, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, 3. Missed it, no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Anderson. Anderson throws it into the backcourt. And they will rule that Anderson had possession of it. She threw it into the backcourt, and an over and back violation charged against Dort College. The defenders will check Bausman into the contest for defense. Rinesmith will check out. Pruitt checks out as well. She had 2 personal fouls. In all likelihood, the last possession of the first half here. 14 seconds remaining, and Morningside will pull it out to midcourt. Mosier on the right side tests the waters. Drops it off. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Bausma. 1 second remaining. Bausma looks up. Doesn't have time to fire it from beyond midcourt. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Morningside 31, Dort College 23. Stay tuned. The Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show is next.
Greetings and once again welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now here on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Today's athlete, we've already talked to her husband, Luke Reuter. That was one of our first ones once football ended. Today we have Kelsey Reuter joining me, who played for Dort College in the mid to late 2000s, a multi-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, soccer. A lot of accolades from soccer, GPAC Women's Defender of the Year, on Dort's 2008 National Tournament team, a solid athletic career, contributor across the board, and a pretty good teacher, too. I know you were born in Northwest Iowa, but you actually moved to Colorado when you were pretty young. What kind of brought you back to Northwest Iowa, and why ultimately did you decide Dort College over some other colleges or universities?
So I, like you said, I was born in Sioux Center. We moved to Denver when I was about 2. But my mom's whole family still lives, or majority of her family still lives in the Hull area. And so I was very familiar with the area. Both my parents went to Dort. And then really I knew I wanted to be a teacher early on, and I knew that Dort program was a very good teaching program, and all of those things kind of converged, and I was able to play sports too. So those things all kind of led me to be a defender.
Yeah, sports were kind of a pretty big part of your 4 years at Dort as well. I mean, you participated in both volleyball, soccer, and basketball. You were GPAC Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Year. Generally speaking, how did you balance, you know, pretty solid athletic careers among multiple sports and at the same time, you know, balance social life, balance classwork, student teaching? How were you able to balance all of that?
Yeah, so I think a big part of it was that I was friends with a lot of my friends still to this day are friends that I met through different athletics. And so when I went to practice or games or road trips, it was kind of like hanging out with my friends. And so that made that kind of easy. And then I just kind of, in high school, had learned, because I played all three sports in high school, I learned early on how to kind of balance getting your schoolwork done so that you could go to practice and all that. And so I think it was just habits that I formed in high school already, and then they just carried over to Dort. And the professors were always very kind and understanding if you had to miss a class or, you know, anything like that for a game. So it was kind of just a perfect storm of being friends with people in athletics and then just having some good habits in place.
Now, you were on a pretty exciting soccer team as well at Dort. You guys actually made it to the national tournament in 2008. As a player in that locker room, what was that season and that run like?
That was a pretty incredible season, that's for sure. It started off, I can still remember, one of our first games, we hosted a tournament at Dort, and we played Trinity Christian College, and they just knocked the socks off of us. I think it was 6-1 or something like that. And so we kind of got this feeling of, like, is this how it's going to be? Are we going to just get beat by everybody really bad? But from that point on, we really turned it around, and we were able to win some good games against Northwestern and Hastings and really got the ball rolling and momentum going to the point where I believe we won the GPAC that year, and so we automatically qualified for nationals, and that excitement carried over, and unfortunately it didn't end quite the way that we wanted it to, but that was a very, very exciting season, and there was just this energy and this buzz the whole time of, like, we can do this. We can, yeah, that team's ranked, but we're good too. We can take them down. So, yeah, that was a really fun season.
When you look back at your time at Dort, specifically with athletics, but, you know, academics some as well, very successful soccer career, pretty successful basketball and volleyball careers as well, a good contributor really across the board. What sticks out to you most when you reflect on your time as a player?
I think one of the first things that sticks out to me is just the friendships and relationships that I made on those teams. Like I said before, a lot of those girls I'm still friends with, and we have kept up throughout the years, and when we see each other, it's like no time has passed at all, and we can talk, oh, remember that game against Northwestern or that game against Briarcliff. So I think for me, that's one of the big takeaways. And then, you know, you always have the exciting upsets that you weren't supposed to win the games and you did, and then you have the disappointments of the games you should have won but didn't. And so overall, athletics at Dort is a very happy memory for me, and one that I am so glad I had the experience of.
You know, obviously your time at Dort wasn't all about athletics. You mentioned you wanted to be a teacher, and actually shortly after graduating, you ended up teaching in a year for Bozeman, Montana. In that one year up there in Montana, what were some of those lessons you learned in kind of that first year or two of teaching on your own that maybe helped shape you or impacted you as a teacher now?
Yeah, so I was the only teacher. I taught second grade, and I was the only second grade teacher, and so I really kind of had to figure out for myself. There wasn't a teammate to say, this is what we've done in the past years. So it was kind of, it all came down to me. And so, yeah, it was a good lesson in how to be independent and really lesson plan on my own and figure out what do I need to be doing and how do I get that done. So I think when I think about my year in Montana, I think it was a big blooming year professionally and personally, just because I didn't know anybody in the area when I moved there, and so it was really kind of on my own for the very first time and had to figure things out, and so it was a big year of growth.
Now, you're at Coyote Hills Elementary School in the Denver and Aurora area. You're teaching elementary there as well. What makes Coyote Hills Elementary unique? I mean, what about the school, when you think about it, or just when you're working there every day and working with the kids, what reminds you that you're where you're supposed to be right now?
So I grew up and I went to a Christian school and then obviously went to Dort, and Coyote Hills is a public school, and I think I had this perception before about public schools and the teachers at the public schools, and now that I'm in it, I can see, especially at specifically at my school, the teachers care so much for the whole child and not just what they're learning and not just who they are in a classroom, but who are you outside of school? What are you interested in? What do you like to do? So for me, that's the exciting part of teaching, is really forming those relationships with kids and getting to know them as a whole kid. And now being a parent, I hope that my children's teachers in the future also care about them as more than just a student in the desk in their classroom, but care about them as a whole person. And I think every single person and all my colleagues that work at Coyote Hills, they really love the whole child and care about more than just the academic piece in their life.
Now, you're aware we interviewed your husband, Luke, earlier for one of our first segments after football. How long have you and Luke been married now, and how has your family enjoyed Colorado? Why did you guys decide to settle down a little bit in Colorado, and how have you enjoyed your time there?
Yeah, so we will be married for 5 years this coming March, and we actually didn't know each other at Dort or anything, and so we met. When I moved back from Montana, I moved to Colorado, and he was living out here, and we kind of met through mutual friends. And so we both had jobs, and it just kind of made sense to stay living here. And since then, I think we both enjoy the weather and being close to the mountains. And my family's here, and so it's nice to have family in the area. So, yeah, we have a good group of friends out here, many of who went to Dort. And so it's just been a really good fit for us. And, we can't get enough of Colorado.
Awesome, Kelsey. Well, I really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Once again, thank you to Kelsey Ryder for joining me here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. You can catch Where Are They Now during the Farmers Mutual Insurance halftime show of Dort College men's and women's conference basketball doubleheaders. Speaking of basketball, we've actually got more action on the way here. The second half of Dort College Hoops right around the corner just after this.
As we conclude the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show, here are the numbers. Dort College, 7 of 24 from the floor, 1 for 9 on threes, 8 for 10 from the free throw line. They have a 24-20 rebounding advantage. Dort College has turned the ball over 17 times. Morningside, 11 of 37 from the floor, so both teams shooting just under 30% from the floor. Morningside, 5 of 20 from the three-point line, 4 for 4 on free throws. They have turned the ball over 9 times. Dort College is led by Rachel Evavold's 8 points and 8 rebounds, 5 points for Kenzie Bausma, 3 for Faith Anderson. For Morningside, 13 points for Madison Braun, 5 for Maddie Maley, no one else with more than 4. That's the Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Grinnell Mutual member halftime show, providing property protection in Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member. Dort College basketball as we start the second half of play. The defenders trailing 31-23 with a basketball. Ryan Smith goes over to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball, gives it up, Evavold. Evavold right elbow of the lane, 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it, drops it up for Bausma. Bausma back over to Evavold. Evavold with 10 points now as she drops it in from the right block about 6 feet away from the hoop. And the defenders show a 1-3-1 zone defense here to start the second half of play. Opposite corner pass comes back over to Braun. Braun in the lane. Braun gives it up to Hupp. Hupp, baseline jumper, good. Hupp with 6, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-25. Trying to feed it underneath to Evavold. It's saved in after the tap out. Morningside comes away with a loose basketball, driving in with the left hand, laying it up as Jordan Mosier. Mosier with 5, and the defenders trail 35-25. 35-25, the score. Into the front court with the basketball is Bausma. Picks up her dribble. Bad spot. Finally finds Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson lost it. Gets it back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, long three. Bottoms it out. Three-point basket for Dort College's Annie Rinesmith. She has 5 points, and the defenders trail by 7, 35-28. Morningside basketball, Mosier. Mosier penetrates from the wing, kicks it back out front, 20 to shoot, Morningside. A little baffled in how to attack this 1-3-1 zone, and Dort College comes away with a steal. Rinesmith, left side, Harmson, three ball, missed it, too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Morningside to play defense. Dort College throws it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Harmson. Harmson, 17-footer, left it short, no good, straight on. And the rebound taken down off of one bounce by Braun. Braun over the basketball. Braun driving in over the right hand, missed the driving shot, no good. Rebound the other way is Bausma. Bausma racing, puts it up, blocked, tries to save it in now, and does, but it's taken back by Morningside. And now a reach-in foul called against Dort College and Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the Dort College defenders. Morningside basketball after the turnover. Mustangs give it up. Shot no good. There for the putback, though, over missed shot is Hupp. Hupp misses, though, and Hausch gets the offensive rebound in the putback. And the defenders trail 37-28, a 9-point lead again for the Mustangs. Across half court, Dort College with a basketball. Rinesmith in between the circles. Annie picks up her dribble, goes to Evavold. Evavold, Bausma. Bausma on the baseline cut, gets free for an open shot. It's good from short range. Dort College trails 37-30. 37-30, our score. Morningside basketball, right side Mosier. Mosier at the free throw line, picks up her dribble, passes it short range to Rachel Hausch, and Hausch gets the 2-point bucket to go from about 10 feet out on the left baseline, and the defenders trail 39-30. 6:44 left to play, third quarter. Bausma picks up her dribble underneath Rinesmith by herself, now collapsed on. They give it up to Evavold. Evavold races to the basket. Her right-handed shot is good. She's got 12. And the Mustangs call a timeout as Dort College trails by 7, 39-32. Jamie Sales sees something that he would like to talk about with his team. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Morningside basketball after the timeout, charged to the Mustangs. With the basketball is Mosier. Mosier hands it off to Hupp. Hupp in traffic, knocked off balance. Her shot no good, gets her own rebound back. Picks up her dribble, free throw line jumper off the mark, no good, but the rebound taken out by Mosier. Mosier will retreat to the perimeter. Now she'll try it again, driving in, reverses it over to Mitchell. Mitchell three, missed it, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Hausch, no good. And now a jump ball called, no, a foul on the defenders. On the rebound, that's going to go against Evavold. That's number two on Rachel. Pass goes into the corner. Morningside continuing to struggle from the floor. Offensive rebound, though, for Hupp, and this possession has gone on forever. And finally, Morningside capitalizes after the fourth or fifth offensive rebound, and the defenders trail by 9, 41-32, to the number 12 rated team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs. Evavold driving in, and she is fouled on the play, and Rachel will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. A blocking foul called on the Mustangs. That foul will go against Sydney Hupp, and that is number three on her. Popping off of the bench will be Gill to replace her. Free throw is up and down for Evavold. Evavold with 13. She's just shy of her 14.8 points per game average. Eva Bold makes both free throws. She has 14 points, 6 of Dort College's 11 here in the second half, and the defenders trail 41-34. Anderson checks into the ball game with Gill on the floor now for Morningside. Morningside with a basketball, up by 7 are the Mustangs. Pass goes to Hausch. Through the lane pass, back over to Mitchell. Mitchell, 3, hangs on the rim, won't fall through, but another offensive rebound for the Mustangs. Shot no good, rebound taken down by Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Ebby across half court. Pruitt crosses over with a left hand. Picks up her dribble. Passes it back over to Anderson. Anderson with it, and we've got a pushing foul called on Morningside. And Hausch. Hausch whistled for her second personal. That is team foul number 2 on Morningside in this half. 4:57 left to play, third quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Pruitt, pass deflected, and it's taken back by Mosier. Mosier, long pass over the top. Morningside not sharp tonight. Pass goes over to Hausch. Hausch, kick out pass, Mosier. Mosier missed the 3, and the rebound is taken away by Bausma. Bausma tries a crossover pass and a crossover dribble, and it's taken away by Morningside. Shot no good, and now a jump ball on the alternating possession. It will be, no, they're going to call a foul. A foul called on Mitchell. I thought they were going to call a tie-up, but instead they call a foul on Sierra Mitchell. And the freshman from Pleasant Hill, Iowa, takes her first foul of the day. Dort College with a chance again to cut into the 7-point difference. Into the front court is Anderson. Anderson, the Illinois native, comes back over to Bausma. Into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra has the reversal open. They've got Stamness all by herself. She'll set up and fire a 3 from the left corner. It's not good. And the rebound is taken down by Gill. Gill with a basketball. Gill to Mosier. Mosier, right side. Bork. Bork picks up her dribble. Bork to Gill. Gill, left side, Braun. Braun's shot, no good. Kick out pass, 12-footer, missed it, no good. And now we've got a foul on the play called on Morningside. That foul is charged to Jenna Bork. It's foul number 2 on Bork. While this 1-3-1 zone has been effective in limiting Morningside's good shots, it has been not been effective in limiting Morningside's shots total, though, as they have had their way on the offensive glass here in the second period, or the second half, I should say. Dort College only down 7, though. Morningside shooting percentage about 30% at the start of the half, and they have not improved on it. Rinesmith with the basketball. Pruitt, right corner, Feenstra. Back out front, Rinesmith. Into the corner, Anderson, left side. Anderson picks up her dribble. Back to Pruitt, 7 to shoot. Now 5. Stamness, left wing. Back to Pruitt. And we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on either Anderson or Feenstra. Both were in the lane when the whistle was called, or when the whistle was blown. Might have been a travel, no call made at half court. Controlling the basketball, Morningside. Shot no good. Feenstra comes down with the rebound, and now a tie-up. This time it's a jump ball, and this time it will be Morningside basketball in the alternating possession. 3:08 left to play, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's left to play in the third quarter. Morningside has the basketball. Driving down to the baseline. Kick out pass out front. Maley. Maley in and out. No good. And now an offensive rebound for the Mustangs and a foul called on the defenders on the rebound. Now we'll go on Dort College's Faith Anderson. Foul number 3 on the defenders in this quarter. 2:58 left to play in the third stanza. Morningside basketball. Maley on the left wing. Fresh 30 for Morningside to work with. Out front with a basketball. Mustangs driving into the left hand. Wild shot. No good. Morningside going to a player that I didn't anticipate seeing. That's Jenna Hine. Shot on the way by Dort College's Abby Pruitt. Short, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Pruitt driving in with a left hand. It's good. Abby Pruitt with her second field goal today. And the defenders trail by 5, 41-36. Shot no good on the other end by Morningside. Here comes Dort College and Stamness. Stamness over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it in the right corner. Pruitt reverses it back over to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson comes back over to Rinesmith. She leaves the three-point shot short, and the Mustangs have it back. Mustang basketball bringing it up. Stopping on the left side is Maley. Maley, Rinesmith. Rinesmith taps it away, and it's jarred loose, and coming up with it for the defenders is Stamness. Into the right corner. This is Pruitt, and Pruitt gives it to Evavold, and Evavold travels with it. Rachel Evavold whistled for the travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. Morningside forces the turnover. 1:38 left to play in the third quarter. So Morningside of the basketball. Driving with the left hand, fire it over to Gill. Gill at the free throw line. Gill gives it up to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl tries to find Gill. She does, but Gill loses it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And they never call it out of play, though. Dort College gets it back. This is Stamness from the corner. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustang basketball. Coming back the other way, Maley. Maley gives it up. Hine. Hine. Three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Dort College up and running. This is Pruitt. Pruitt with a left hand. Off the glass. The runner no good. Coming back the other way, Morningside. Mustang basketball. Mustangs Maley. Maley into the lane. Maley kick out pass. A three is up and good. Lemkuhl with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 44-36. Rinesmith driving in, and Rinesmith is fouled on the play. Annie will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Annie Rinesmith. Erica Feenster will check out of the contest. Checking in, Kenzie Bausma. 31.8 seconds left to go in the quarter. Dort College trailing by 8. An opportunity to cut the lead back to 6 with a pair of free throws by Rinesmith. First one by Rinesmith is good. She has 6 points. Second free throw on the way. Harmson is in. Pruitt is out. Neither team has shot well from the field at all so far. Still have 10 minutes to rectify that. Rinesmith, second free throw is good. So Annie Rinesmith with 2 free throws. She's got 7. And the defenders trail by 6, 44-38. 44-38, Morningside by 6. Mustangs, 2-second difference, shot clock and game clock. So Dort College in a 1-3-1 zone. The pass goes into lane Lemkuhl. Ball's down on the floor, Stamness. Stamness went down after it, and Sienna Stamness gets called for the personal foul. It's foul number 2 on Sienna. Team foul number 4 on the defenders, so they had a foul to give. Morningside, Braun throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets the ball inbounded to Hansen. Right side pass, 3 on the way by Maley off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson, and that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Morningside 44, Dort College 38. Back over the fourth quarter of play in a moment. Over the last two quarters, Dort College has outscored Morningside 13-11 and 15-13. A 28-24 edge. Problem is, Dort College started the game in a 20-10 hole, so they've been trying to come back from that 10-point deficit ever since. They've been as close as 3. That was at 22-19 as the fourth quarter begins play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside, 44-238. Morningside comes away with a steal on the first possession of the fourth quarter, and now a foul called against the defenders. On the race the other way, and Morningside will have the basketball. Jordan Mosier will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Mosier triggering. That foul called on Rinesmith was her second. Morningside basketball, and the Mustangs to set the offense. Mosier hands it off. Mustangs playing with a six-point lead. Shot in the lane is up and good. Banking at home is Tate Hansen, her first basket of the day. And Dort College trails 46-38. 9:28 and counting. Ball game. Dort College down. Bausma passes left side. Gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up and down. A three-point play opportunity on the way for the freshman from Hull. And she can draw Dort College to within five with a made free throw here. Feenstra, 70% free throw shooter, is 1-for-2 today. Law of averages says she should make that one, and she does. She's got six. 46-41, Dort College down five. Dort College hanging around, trying to give themselves a chance in the last few minutes. Morningside basketball, left side Hansen. Hansen reverses it back over to Mosier. Mosier gives it up, Braun, back out front. Three is up and down, and now Morningside starting to get a little bit going from the perimeter. A three-point basket by Mosier. It's 49-41. Haven't heard much from Braun since the first half. Bausma with it across half court, driving in, scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Kenzie Bausma, right-handed layup. Good. Dort College down six, 49-43. Now you need some stops, and you need to finish it with rebounds. Morningside basketball, Hansen. Hansen, they feed it down low. Shot up off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma, she has been the one who has stepped up and come forward to make some plays on the glass. Pass goes to Harmson, deep right, left corner. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra, three from the wing, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Coming up with it, it's Braun. Braun, as if on cue, puts up a three, missed it, no good. Gets the return pass. She'll put up another three. Missed that one, no good. Rebound tipped out by Feenstra. It's down on the ground. Picked up by Morningside. Rupp on the baseline. Back out to Mosier. Mosier, three, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's off of the glass, no good. And now they say that the ball touched the shield in front of the 30-second shot clock. So it's out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball with 7:49 remaining. Into the front court with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt drops it off into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra sets herself. Three-pointer good. Erica Feenstra with 9 points, and the defenders as close as they've been since the first half. Dort College trails 49-46. A 30-second timeout charged to the defenders. They have two remaining. Other GPAC basketball happening tonight. Hastings is at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan is at Northwestern. Briarcliff is at Concordia. And the College of St. Mary is at Midland in women's college basketball. GPAC women's standings heading into play today. Concordia is 9-0. Hastings, Dakota Wesleyan, and Northwestern are all 7-2. Morningside is 6-3. Briarcliff is 5-4. Dort College and Midland both stand 3-6. Doan and the College of St. Mary are 1-8. Mount Marty is 1-9. So Morningside has the basketball. And the Mustangs setting the offense. They go free throw line, Hupp. Hupp, kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, though, cleared by Morningside. Hausch shot, no good, but blocked out of bounds. It will be Morningside basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 49-46, Morningside by three. And what do we have? Abby Pruitt's going to be called for a foul fighting through a screen. And for Abby, that's number three. Team foul number two against the defenders in this quarter. Morningside basketball. Pass goes left side, Braun. Braun gives it up to Hupp. Hupp, two-point basket, good. She's got eight. 51-46 with the basketball. Pruitt to Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma, Stamness, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Right side, Bausma. A three gets Dort College back to within two. And a reach-in foul called on Morningside. That foul's going to go on Jordan Mosier, her second. Team foul number two on Morningside. Pass comes into Pruitt. Bausma will try to run some interference for her. Instead, Pruitt has it on the right side. Goes to Anderson. Anderson, left side, Stamness. Stamness, Anderson. Anderson trying to drop it off inside for Feenster. It's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Sienna Stamness, the freshman from Rochester. Stamness gets it into Pruitt. Pruitt muscles it up. Shot no good. A lot of contact. And no call made. And that'll draw the ire of Coach Kyle Lindberg on the Dort College bench. Not happy at all with that no call. Pass goes into lane. Shot is up and good. Gathering herself was Hupp. Hupp with her third field goal in the second half. She's got 10 points for the ball game. And the Dort College defenders trail 53-46. They've been as close as three here in the second half. That was moments ago. Morningside now on a 4-0 run. 6:03 left to play, fourth quarter. Anderson will check out of the basketball game. Also checking out, Bausma. Rinesmith is in along with Evavold. Pruitt with it on the right wing. Goes to Evavold. Evavold right elbow. Back to Pruitt. Pruitt looking for the pick and roll. Instead goes to Stamness. Left side pass, Feenstra. Feenstra, Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, and Rinesmith is held on the play. That foul is going to go on Hausch, and that is number three on Hausch. Foul number three on Hausch. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking, throws over the top, finds Evavold. Evavold to Feenstra on the right side. Dort College down seven. Pass goes to Evavold, spins it up with the right hand. It hangs on the rim and drops through. Evavold with 8 points in the first half, another eight in the second half. She's got 16. That move where she goes left shoulder and goes over the left shoulder with her right hand. Three-pointer up and good, and Morningside has got it going a little bit from the three-point line. Their second three of the fourth quarter. Morningside leads 58-46. I beg your pardon. 56-48. Momentary problem reading the scoreboard. Throwing the ball in will be Sienna Stamness with 5:16 left to go in regulation. The defenders down by eight. And a foul called on Morningside on that possession. Pass goes left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Pruitt. Pruitt out front, Stamness. Dort College needs a bucket to keep pace. Pass, Evavold. Evavold, Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Feenstra. Catches, quick three, good. Erica Feenstra with another three. She's got 12. All of them coming in three-point increments. A three-point play. And then two threes here in the second half. She's got 12 total. Pass goes inside. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Dort College can get back to within three with a two, or two with a three. Stamness, Evavold, layup, right hand, missed it. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Mustangs have it. Mosier, kick out pass, three, misses everything. And the Dort College defenders trailing 56-51. Sador College has it. This is Harmson. Harmson throws it in. Pass goes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Stamness, left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner. Stamness, three ball, got it! Three-point basket, Sienna Stamness. Her first field goal of the day. Dort College trails 56-54. Dort College as close as they have been since the early going. 3:45 remaining. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. She gets it over to Stamness. 3:35 and counting. Stamness with the basketball and an offensive foul called on Sienna Stamness. After all the contact that takes place over the first 36 minutes and 27 seconds, they say Sienna Stamness, a little too aggressive with that left hand extending out, protecting the basketball, and she is whistled for foul number three. Morningside basketball setting the offense up by two. Pass goes left side, Maddie Maley. Maley dumps it underneath Hupp. Hupp shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. And Hupp will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Evavold whistled for the personal, her third. So two free throws on the way for Hupp. First one misses, no good. Sydney Hupp, a 77% free throw shooter, 2 for 3 today. Trying to extend it to a three-point lead. This one's up and in and out, no good. Dort College with a basketball, a chance to tie with a two. Into the front court with a basketball is Stamness. Stamness goes left side, Rinesmith, deep left corner. Poked away from her, picks it up, Bausma. Bausma driving, kick out past Stamness. Stamness feeds it right corner, Bausma. Bausma, Evavold reverses, Harmson for the lead, yes! Peyton Harmson with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have their first lead since the early going. Dort College was up 2-0. Quick shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Harmson. It will be Morningside basketball. 2:41 remaining. So Dort College fighting their way back from a double-digit deficit in the first half. Answering a three for the Mustangs, and Madison Braun, her fifth three. And the Dort College defenders trail 59-57. Dort College basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Stamness. Stamness to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Harmson, another one, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped by Stamness, and Sienna's going to be called for the personal foul. That's foul number four on her. So Stamness whistled for her fourth personal. Team foul number five on the defenders. So Morningside with free throws on the way. So free throws on the way. Sierra Mitchell shooting two. First one is up and down, an 86% free throw shooter. She's now 25 of 29 this year. And this is the big one here. Can extend it to a two-possession lead with 2:15 remaining. 60-57, Morningside in front. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 61-57, Morningside leading by four. Throwing the ball in will be Kenzie Bausma. Bausma gets the ball inbounded, gets the return pass now. Down four are the defenders. Bausma on the right side. Important possession here as it'll be under 2 minutes before Dort College gets a shot. Rinesmith back over to Bausma. Bausma on the right wing. Bausma back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra, nothing there. Evavold. Evavold, five to shoot. Evavold shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hupp, and Morningside can extend the lead, and they'll use some clock. 1:40 and counting, 23 on the shot clock. They can take it under 1:20 before they need to shoot. Morningside basketball, left wing. Harmson fights through a screen. Morningside still with the basketball. Rinesmith guarding Mosier. Mosier pulls it out, reverses it right side, Hupp. Hupp into the lane. Hupp, spin move, shot no good. Rebound tapped around, and finally coming up with it is Evavold. And I think they're going to say Evavold and Hausch both possessed it. And Hausch was standing on the end line when she touched the basketball. So Dort College has it down 4, 61-57. Into the front court with the basketball is Evavold. Evavold to Rinesmith. Both teams are in the bonus. Harmson back to Evavold, 17 feet from the hoop. Puts it up, blocked by Hupp. Rebound taken away by Morningside, and now Dort College might have to foul. Pass goes into the front court. Right side, Braun. Braun with a basketball. Braun back out front, Mosier. Dort College down 4. They need the basketball back. And a timeout on the floor charged to Morningside. 44.6 seconds remaining. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Morningside basketball when we resume play. Morningside uses their third timeout. They've got 2 remaining. Morningside leads Dort College 61-57. Dort College led briefly a little under 2 minutes ago at 57-56 after a 3-point basket. But the Mustangs have responded with 5 straight. And the Mustangs now enjoying a 4-point lead. And they have control of the basketball as well when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. It will be Morningside basketball with 44.6 seconds remaining. Mustangs to toss it in, and they get it inbounded to Braun. Braun with it. Braun pass down into the corner, and a foul called on Rachel Evavold, and free throws on the way for Morningside's Rochelle Hausch. Hausch with 6 points this evening. 3 2-point field goals. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. It's coming with 39.2 seconds remaining. Free throw is up and good. Bausma checks out of the ballgame. Harmson checks in. Dort College down 2 possessions, 62-57. Another free throw on the way for Hausch. This one is up and off the rim, no good. Dort College will use a timeout. The defenders trailing Morningside 62-57, and Dort College will have the basketball when we resume play. Dort College, the length of the floor in front of them, and after they use the timeout, I believe they'll be able to advance the basketball. We'll see where the ball is inbounded from when we're back right after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders inbounding the basketball, and they inbound in front of the scorer's table. Inadvertent horn blows. We'll do it again. The conspiracy theorist would say Morningside had a chance to look at the inbounds play. Feenstra drives in, off-balance shot, hangs in the air, gets it to go. Erica Feenstra, the driving lay-in. Dort College down 3, 62-59. Evavold in the backcourt, can't commit the foul without fouling out. Here comes Jordan Mosier. Now Dort College must foul. And Erica Feenstra gets the job done with 15.5 seconds remaining, but precious time ticking off of the clock as Dort College got the wrong personnel in front as Rachel Evavold with 4 personals. Didn't want her committing the foul or Stamness. It's eventually Feenstra who commits the foul. First free throw is up and through for Jordan Mosier. Mosier, a 68% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Dort College trailing. And that free throw miss is no good, but the putback is up and down, and that might do it. Rachel Hausch, the two-point bucket on the putback. She's fouled in the act of shooting. The shot goes, and the defenders now trail 65-59, and this can make it a three-possession ball game with 13.8 seconds remaining. And Rachel Evavold will foul out of the contest after a 16-point night, slightly better than her season average. Free throw for Rachel Hausch to ice it. It's up and good. Rachel Hausch with the free throw on the three-point play. So the Dort College defenders, their upset bid is going to come up short. They trail 66-59. We had a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. An opportunity to work on a situation here, but they're out of timeouts as well, so they can't stop the clock. And diagram anything after this inbounds. So trailing by three possessions, and unless something very strange happens. And throwing the ball in will be Stamness. Stamness will throw it in from in front of the scorer's table, right in front of the official scorekeeper. The official stat keeper, I should say. Stamness gets it in to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the left wing. Rinesmith back over to Harmson. Harmson three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Braun, and that's going to do it. Stepping on the sideline, Morningside. And did we have a foul call? No, we didn't. Morningside will be inbounding. They'll throw it into the backcourt. And coming up with it is Braun, and that's the ballgame. Our final score, Morningside 66, Dort College 59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You've been listening to GPAC Basketball. Back with a Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Wireless World postgame wrap. Here are your numbers. The Dort College defenders, 20 of 51 from the floor, 39.2%, 6 for 22 on threes, 27.3%, 13 of 15 from the free throw line, 86.7%. Dort College converted 48% of their field goal tries in the second half. For Morningside, they were 24 of 82 from the floor, 29.3%. They failed to break 30% field goal shooting success in either half. They were 9 for 41 on threes for 22% success, 9 for 13 on free throws, 69%. Here's the difference. Morningside, 50 rebounds. Dort College, 43. 27 offensive rebounds for the Mustangs. It seemed like Dort College really had trouble getting the rebound secured in the third quarter. The zone defense forced some subpar shooting by Morningside, but it did leave Dort College vulnerable on the offensive glass. Turnovers, Dort College controlled them much better in the second half, had 26. Morningside had 12. I believe that figures out to 9 turnovers in the second half for the defenders. Before we go any further with the numbers, we will visit with Coach Kyle Lindberg. Kyle Heemstra on the men's bench. Kyle Lindberg joining me, and we will get things set up. And Coach Lindberg, your team did a lot of things right tonight, especially in the second half. Held a very good offensive team to a sub-30% shooting. That one glaring statistic, though, those offensive rebounds, that's going to be one that sticks with you tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be one that keeps me up a little bit later tonight. Those are just ones that you'd like to have back, knowing what if we would limit them to one shot each time down the floor. You know, even two shots, we probably would have cut that 27 in half. And so just being able to find a way to get rebounds. I thought Kenzie Bausma did a phenomenal job crashing down the boards. She just elevates so well. It's like she's going up there for a soccer header, and she just gets up above everyone else and comes down with the ball. And so Rachel did a great job, 14 boards, being a body inside for us. And so when they're not in there, when they're not in the paint, we got to have some youth step up, rebound down, and say, I'm going to get a board. I thought Sienna had a few, but all around, we got to just come down as a team and rebound down. It's tough with our longest player on the floor when she's playing up top in that 1-3-1 zone for Erica Feenstra to come down and rebound. I mean, she's working her tail off up there running back and forth. And so we ask a lot of her, and then we ask her, hey, you got to get down and rebound. So that's a very tough job, but I think we're very effective in that zone when we can run it well and making sure that we just contest those shooters. There's three things that we talk about and we harp on that, you know, as a basketball team we're going to rest our hat on. And if we do those well, the first one is communicate. We got to communicate well on the defensive end. We need to contest shooters, which at times we did an okay job tonight. And the last one is rebound. Communicate, contest, and rebound. And we harp on that a lot. And so just continue to pound that in them and get those rebounds and just keep fighting.
Morningside got out to a 12-point lead in the first quarter. And from there on out, you didn't allow them the big run to get up 20. You were able to cut into the lead. How important was it at halftime to be within that 6-8-point range?
That was really big for us. I think being a young team, looking at the scoreboard probably is a thing that we are still learning to do. You don't need to look at it and say, oh, we're only down two so we can coast. No, we need to play with the same intensity the whole game. And so for us to go into halftime was really big because we take a look at that scoreboard going out and a lot of our youth says, oh, hey, we've got a fighting chance. So we just come out swinging. So I thought that was the best third quarter that we've kind of come out and been the aggressor. And so it was really good to see us win a couple quarters there. But, yeah, at the end of the day, just coming up with a few boards would have been really nice.
You go to the 1-3-1 zone in the third quarter. What prompted you to do that?
You know, we ran a little bit in the first quarter there to kind of cut that lead down. And we saw that gave them some fits. And we made a minor adjustment. We put Rachel, instead of at the middle, we put her down underneath. They ran a little too big front where they would throw to the high post and flash the other one low. And so we said we're going to let Rachel play one-on-one. And then whoever that middle was, it was Kenzie Bausma to start. We'll let her play one-on-one. She's quicker than those bigs, so we can just keep them contained. And we said we're going to live with them with 32, with 23. We're going to live with them shooting 8-10-foot jump shots versus 14 getting to the rim. I think Madison Braun did a good job. She had 14 at half and finished with 19. So I was really, really proud of the way we kind of keyed in on her and said, we're not going to let her beat us. But, I mean, she's averaging 19 points a game, and she got those 19 points. So to beat teams like this, you got to kind of take away some of their strong suits and make other people beat you. And, unfortunately, we didn't quite do that.
Sienna Stamnes hit a three to put you up briefly with just under 3 minutes to go in the ball game. What do you need to do from there on out to turn this around?
You know, I think the big thing is us to continue to work on those late game situations. We had two scenarios we worked on in practice this week where we were, it's a 70-70 and there's 2 minutes left and we don't start running the clock until one team reaches 74. Took it from my old coach, Ross Dalma, and so it's a good one for us to work on different scenarios. You might be down four with 2 minutes to go, or you might be up one, down one. And so to work on those different scenarios with one timeout left and be able to finish is really important. And so we got to continue to work on that in practice of keeping our calm, but also reaching that level of intensity that was here tonight. So that's with a young team and low numbers, it's tough to replicate that in practice. I think any coach could tell you to match that game speed in practice is what you're striving for. And so we're cutting the practices a little bit shorter and trying to go a little bit harder just to match that game speed.
Bailey Tetzloff unable to play this evening due to illness. You miss her in a game like this? Do you miss her in a game like this?
Yeah. I think for her, one of her strongest attributes is her physicality as a freshman. I think that's very rare to say in our conference, is her physicality and her defensive agility. So, I mean, she's great side-to-side, laterally, great strong hands where she's able to push the offensive player out. And so, yeah, we kind of missed that one-on-one tonight. But, that's a piece that, you know, that's basketball. We're going to have injuries. And Annie Rinesmith was down for a few games. So somebody's got to step up. Multiple people need to step up and fill those holes. And so it was good to see a few other ladies do that tonight.
Coach, thanks for coming up after I know you were disappointed down at Hastings on Saturday with the second half. Your team played well today, I thought, and something to build on moving forward as you play College of St. Mary on Saturday.
Yep, just keep building. I thought we vastly improved from now until past Saturday, so for us to keep improving come this Saturday is going to be big. So it'll be nice to be at home and hopefully get a home victory here going into the madness of January and February.
Coach Lindberg, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Kyle Lindberg, and let's resume our look at the numbers. We gave you the team totals. Here are the individuals. Fort Ord College, first of all, Rachel Evavold, 16 points. Pretty efficient, 5 of 9 from the floor, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Erica Feenstrands with 14 points, 5 for 9 tonight from the field, 2 for 5 on the threes. Then you go to Kenzie Bosma with 9, 4 for 6 from the floor, 7 for Annie Rinesmith, 3 for Peyton Harmson, 3 for Sienna Stamnis, 4 for Abby Pruitt, and 3 for Faith Anderson for Dort College's total of 59. 14 rebounds for Rachel Evavold to lead the defenders, 7 for Kenzie Bosma, 4 each then for Erica Feenstra and Abby Pruitt. 3 assists for Kenzie Bosma, 3 assists for Rachel Evavold. Steals, Rinesmith and Evavold with 2 apiece. For the Mustangs, they were paced by Madison Braun's 19 points, 6 for 18 from the floor, 5 for 13 from the three-point line. 10 points each for Sydney Hupp and Rachelle Hausch, 9 points for Jordan Mosier, 6 for Sierra Mitchell, 5 for Maddie Maley, 2 for Tate Hansen, 5 for Lauren Lemkuhl. Sydney Hupp had a team-high 11 rebounds, 6 rebounds for Lauren Lemkuhl, 5 for Grace Meyer, 7 for Alexandra Gill. Rachelle Hausch, 6 of her 8 rebounds coming on the offensive end. Sydney Hupp, 7 of her 11 rebounds on the offensive end. Assists, Mosier, Mitchell, Braun, Maley, all with 3 assists. 4 steals for Madison Braun. Dort College falls to 3-7 in the conference, 8-11 overall. Morningside improves to 7-3 in the conference, 13-6 overall. Back to wrap up the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Had to stall for a little time and got all of the scores on the women's side of things. It was Hastings over Doan, 75-59. Hastings is now 8-2 in league play. Doan falls to 1-9. Midland over the College of St. Mary, 84-79. Midland is now 4-6. They've got a game lead over Dort College. College of St. Mary falls to 1-9. That's Dort College's opponent on Saturday. Game you heard on KDCR, Morningside over Dort, 66-59. Morningside improves to 7-3 in the league. Dort College falls to 3-7. Dort College falls into 8th place in the conference. Northwestern, a 69-56 win over Dakota Wesleyan in Orange City. Northwestern is now 8-2. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 7-3. And it was Concordia over Briarcliff, 95-57. Concordia now 10-0. Briarcliff falls to 5-5. And by the way, a note on that Concordia win. Congratulations to Coach Drew Olson, his 300th career victory in that GPAC battle. That win for Concordia tonight over Briarcliff. And showing my age, I remember when Drew Olson was playing basketball for the Bulldogs, and still remember vividly.